since you're holding my hand and stuff, and I'm not by myself, and I guess the forest isn't too scary after all. Did anything interesting happen for you today at school? Besides this whole ordeal? What? You want me to take off my sweater? But we're outside. I know we're in the forest, but what if someone else comes? No. I do trust you. Really. Okay, I'll do it for you. You are special to me, and I did say I would give it my all. I'm just a little nervous is all. I feel very exposed like this. I know my bra probably isn't very sexy. Please stop staring so much. You're making me blush. Yeah, I guess they are on the bigger side. I'm nervous about the uniform because I usually keep them covered up. I wouldn't want anyone thinking that I'm showing them off. I would hate that. You like it when they're big like mine? This is the first time I've showed them to anyone before. I don't know if... do you want to maybe... we could... I... Hmm? Oh, you want to touch them? I guess that would be fine if you really think they're that nice. Wouldn't hurt anything. That does feel good. Oh, please keep going. Do you want to take my bra off? Okay, you can take my tits out. They feel good when they're naked like that. Hey, take your hand out of my panties. You said you wouldn't hurt me. Besides, I'm not that kind of girl. Oh, I don't know if I should touch it. I'm not really sure what to do. This is what all the cool students do here? Well, I do want to fit in. And I guess I am a bit curious. Oh, I can... You give me permission to peek it out of your pants? All right, let me just... Oh my, it's a lot bigger than I imagined. Not that I was imagining it. I'm not a dirty girl like that. Never mind. Should I touch it just like this? It's twitching in my hand. I have an idea. Does it feel good if I move my hand back and forth on it like this? I'm glad I can make you feel good. Can I kiss you again while I touch you? I think it would make it feel even better. scared. No, wait. Please don't leave. I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to be a bad friend. No, really. I'm not trying to be selfish. Please don't say that. You're being so nice to me, and you did make me feel good. Emotionally and in my panties. Of course I want to be your friend. This is just a lot for me. Is it okay if we do this some other time? You won't be my friend if we don't finish now? I don't want to lose you as a friend. And I don't want to be selfish, so I'll do it for you. You want me to suck on your balls? Okay. I hope this feels good for you. feel. You really are a kind friend to me. Yes. Of course I would like to look around a little more before I go home. You'll show me a few more places? That sounds fun, and I would like that a lot. I like being with you. I feel so embarrassed. I can't believe I did that. And the first time that we hung out, too. He probably thinks I'm so dirty. I should have made him wait. I'm so easy. I did tell him I wasn't a dirty girl, but I sure did act like one. I'm such a slut. But he wanted it so badly. And he even said I would be selfish if I turned him down. He was so caring. He even said he would beat up my bullies and protect me. I didn't want to disappoint him and lose my only friend here. It did feel good when he touched me down there. And I like him a lot. I don't know why I had so much trouble doing what he asked me to. This is so confusing. Maybe I am selfish. I should be happy that my new friend thinks I'm beautiful and gets so excited doing these things with me. And he did walk me home after all. And showed me some cool spots around town after all the sexual stuff. Oh, I shouldn't have complained so much. I'm going to make it up to him before he decides I'm a loser after all. He gave me his number. I'm going to call him. I was hoping you would be home. I feel really bad about being so fussy earlier. I know you're just being nice, and I wasn't being a very good friend. I don't want to lose your friendship. Would it be okay if I baked you something? No, really, it's okay. I want to. You walked me home and talked to me and told me I'm beautiful. It's the least I can do. So, what do you say? Yay! May I bring it over to you later? Okay, that sounds great. I'll talk to you then. Wow. He's so amazing. He doesn't care that I was such a wimp on our walk, and he wants to see me again, too. I need to make him something delicious to show how happy he makes me. I don't want to keep him waiting. I hope this batch of baked goods doesn't go to waste like the cookies from school earlier. I mean, I guess I could give him the leftover ones, but a guy as sweet and kind like him deserves a fresh batch. Hi. I made some cupcakes just for you. I only put frosting and sprinkles on some of them because I'm not sure exactly what you like. I love to bake, but usually I don't have anyone to make things for except my parents. Do you think I could bake for you again sometime? Really? I can't wait. I'm going to make all kinds of treats and you can try them all. Maybe sometime we can make something together, if that's okay. Oh, you want to make something now? You're home alone. I would really love to, but it's getting close to my curfew, and my parents will be mad if I get home too late. And not to mention, I don't think they would be happy if I was at a boy's house. Oh, please don't be sad. I promise I do want to spend time with you. I've been thinking about it ever since you dropped me off at home. I guess I could call my mom and tell her I'm out picking up a few things and see if I could have my curfew extended for a bit. Yeah? Okay, one second. Hi, Mom. One of the girls in my class showed me this really cool market, and I was hoping I would be able to come home a little bit later tonight. Yeah, she's really nice. I know. I'm excited to have met her too. Okay. Okay, Mom. Thank you. Bye. I feel bad for lying to my mom. I usually never lie to my parents. But Mom says that I can stay out for a bit tonight. So I guess that means I can come inside and bake something with you. So, what do you want to make? That sounds tasty. Let's get everything ready in your kitchen. Wow, the muffins turned out so well. You have a hidden talent. Would it be weird if I told you something? It's really nice to have someone I can talk to, and it makes me happy that a boy enjoys my company. Do you think maybe someone like me could be your never mind. Actually, I wanted to apologize again about how I behaved in the woods earlier. I know I shouldn't have been so ungrateful, and I really do appreciate you showing me what the cool kids do around here. No, of course I wouldn't do that with anyone else. What? It hurt your feelings? Oh no. I'm so sorry. I was hoping the cupcakes I brought would make it up to you. Even if you don't eat them now, maybe they'll cheer you up tomorrow. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to be so selfish earlier. You're still upset at me? What can I do to show you how sorry I am? I'll do anything. Please don't be angry with me. Huh? You want to take more pictures? Is that the only reason you invited me in? No, wait! I didn't mean to accuse you. Please don't kick me out. We can take some pictures in your room. Just please, please forgive me for all my mistakes. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Yeah. Sure, we can go to your room. Do you want me to take my breasts out again? Okay. Sorry for saying that word. Yeah, I know. Not very sexy. I mean my tits. Do you want me to show you my tits? What? Everything has to come off? You want to see my pussy? But that's so private. I guess if that's what I have to do, I'll show you. I'm sorry if you don't think my body is very sexy. Please don't look too much. I don't know how long I can stay covered up with my hands like this. It's getting a little uncomfortable. I'm going to move my hands now. You love my body? Do you think I'm sexy? You do? That helps me feel a little better. So, what picture should we take now? Arms above my head? Alright. Is this okay? Now you want me to hold my legs up? I guess I'll have to get on the bed first. Okay. Like this? So you can see everything? I feel so exposed like this. Is this making you hard? Can you show me? You really are excited. Are you going to make me suck on it again? Huh? What do you mean, not quite? I'm scared of what you have in mind. What? You want to put it in me? I'm sorry. I can't do that. I'm not ready yet. Please don't stop being my friend. I'll suck on it again if you want, but I'm not ready to put it inside there. I have to. Why? You'll show everyone the video you took in the woods? But Well, if you're my friend like you say you are, why would you say such a thing like that? I don't understand. It's my fault for being so rude. But I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just afraid of going further right now. Please believe me. What? You think that I don't find you attractive? No, that's not true at all. I think you're very handsome. No. Please don't be upset with me. I don't want to lose you. If I let you fuck me, can we still be friends and spend time together? Do you promise? Okay. I guess that we can try then. But please delete that video too, and don't show anyone. I can't imagine how much worse the bullying would get if a video like that got out. Is laying on my back like this alright for you? Okay, Yen. Just spread my legs, right? There. I've never put anything inside before. Please, just go slow, okay? You want to write something on my stomach first? Alright. I suppose that would be okay. Hey! Wait a minute. This is a slut. You think I'm a slut? You want me to call you sir? This is all so confusing to me. Sorry. I mean, this is all so confusing to me, sir. It's just pretend. This is what people do during sex sometimes. But why is calling me a slut sexy for you? I don't understand. You want me to be your slut? I feel embarrassed being called a slut, but if you say it's just for you, then I can try to make you happy. Anyway, I think I'm ready, sir. Keep going, please. Just go a bit slower. No, slower. Slower, please. Slower. Slow down. I can't. What are you doing? Why do I have to face this way? You want me to spread my bum like this, sir? Oh, I feel so exposed like this. Am I doing it right? Not in there. Anywhere but there. It's not going to fit. It's barely in and it already feels so excruciating. Stop. It feels like it's gonna break. I'm expected home now. I have to be going. You're pushing my face into the pillow. This is too much. This is too much for me. I love making you feel good, but that's the wrong hole. Nothing's supposed to go inside there. It's gonna tear my skin. You're almost done. Please, you can keep going. Just go easier. It really hurts. I feel inside of me. You filled me up with your cum. I think I need a break now. Was I good for you? Do you forgive me now? Wow, you do? That makes me so happy. I know I was scared, but I'm glad my first time was with you. Does this mean we can spend time together more often? As long as I keep being a slut for you, then we can stay friends? I think I'm learning quickly, sir. If it means we can see each other more often, I can definitely do that for you. Sorry if I'm asking for too much, but if I did a good job, can I have a kiss? Thank you, sir. I guess I should be going home now. Oh, I almost forgot. Now, what was I going to ask you earlier in the kitchen? Maybe I'll tell you next time. See you later. I love,